Shows 23. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I begin in the name of Allah, compassionate to all, merciful to each. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the 23rd episode in this podcast series titled Journey Our Eyes Through the Quran, Exploring 30 Juz in 30 Days. Today, inshallah, we will continue our journey through the pages of the Quran as we take a brief look into the 23rd Juz of the Quran, which consists of the last 55 verses of chapter 36, which is Surah Yasin, the entirety of Surah As-Saffat's 182 verses, the entirety of Surah Sa'd's 88 verses, and finally, the first 31 verses of Surah Az-Zumar. Depending on where you are in the globe, you may have just marked the 23rd night of the month of Ramadan, the most likely night of Qadr, according to some of our hadith and traditions. This marked the climax of this beautiful month, and it was the night that we have all been looking forward to over the past few weeks. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our du'as are responded to and that we have all reached some level of proximity to Him in this beautiful month and that we continue to do so over the next week and the few days that are left. To mark this special occasion and Day of Qadr, we will elaborate a little further on some of the characteristics of the Quran and the role that it plays in our lives. To do so, we'll first take a look at verses 22 to 30 of Surah Az-Zumar.
أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية قشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد أفمن يتقي بوجهه سوء العذاب يوم القيامة وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا ما كنتم تكسبون كذب الذين من قبلهم فأتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون فأذاقهم الله الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون ولقد ضربنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل لعلهم يتذكرون قرآنا عربيا غير ذي عوج لعلهم يتقون
So is one whose heart has expanded to accept Islam, and he is upon a light from his Lord, like one whose heart rejects it? Then woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah. Those are in manifest error. Allah has sent down the best statement, a consistent book wherein is reiteration. The skins shiver therefrom of those who fear their Lord. Then their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah. That is the guidance of Allah by which He guides whom He wills, and one whom Allah leaves astray, for him there is no guide. Then is he who will shield with his face the worst of the punishment of the day of resurrection, like one secure from it, and it will be said to the wrongdoers, taste what you used to earn. Those before them denied, and punishment came upon them from where they did not perceive. So Allah made them taste disgrace in the worldly life, but the punishment of the hereafter is greater if only they knew. And we have certainly presented for the people in this Quran from every kind of example that they might remember. It is an Arabic Quran without any deviance, that they might become righteous. In this set of verses, an interesting point is that we're told about the reaction that we should have when we listen to the Quran. A part of the verse says, تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, that the skins should shiver of those who fear their Lord. We should have goosebumps from the sheer beauty and power of revelation, and that this is a truth from the Almighty. But what's interesting is that the verse starts with this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then transitions. The verse then says, ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. It says, after this fear, their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah. After fear, they are now at ease and with comfort when they think about their Lord. The Quran should be a source of solace and comfort for our hearts. Many of us have heard the Quran for our entire lives, but have we truly listened to the Quran? Have we experienced the Quran in this way, where it has this impact on our hearts, sending shivers up our spines and leaving us with goosebumps on our arms from its sheer power and beauty, followed by a feeling of comfort, the sweetness of realizing that we are in the absolute care of our Lord? Sometimes we take fear to be a bad thing, but there's times where fear can be a beautiful starting point. Some of us may be thinking that our experience with the Quran is foreign to this, that we've never really felt overpowered or overwhelmed with the beauty of the Quran in the way that these verses indicate. And we're probably wondering, how can we achieve this feeling? In order to build this relationship with the Quran, to appreciate its incredible power and beauty, what can we do? There are a few suggestions, some of which are more material and tangible than others, that we'll go through right now. One suggestion is to include the aesthetic sounds and beauty of the Quran in your experience. Listen to a soulful qari and read the translation at the same time that you listen to this beautiful recitation. Sometimes this is one of the perks of having the internet at our disposal. There are so many beautiful qaris that we can listen to. This apparent beauty of the sounds of the Quran can help us appreciate its inner beauty. The outer is sometimes in alignment with the inner, and this is the truth of the Quran. And it's also something that the Quran itself has told us to do, where it says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And as you're listening to this Arabic of the Quran in a beautiful way, or perhaps reciting it yourself in a beautiful way, which has a sweetness to it when the words of the Quran come onto your tongue, make sure to soak in the meanings and to feel yourself experience the Quran, reading it verse by verse, understanding and acting on its messages, and experiencing it as a part of our daily life. This is another crucial component of building a relationship with the Quran. It's to act on its teachings, and this will impact how you experience the Quran. Many of us know the hadith that states that a mu'min, or a believer, reads 50 verses of the Quran daily. But it's not just about reading. Imagine the Quran played an active role where every day we immersed ourselves into 50 of its verses. Think about the impact of this in the way that the Quran has the potential to shape our lives when we give it this type of role, when we're immersed in it. Many people follow TV shows or book series, waiting eagerly for the next one to come out, such that it becomes a part of our lives and something that we think about. Imagine if the Quran played this role in our lives. In the early days of Islam, there was a level of excitement just like this when new verses were revealed, as they were revealed gradually to the people over the span of 2 decades, and they took in these verses bit by bit. People were so mesmerized by its recitation, its beauty, its depth, its messages, to the point that the Quraysh and some of the mushrikeen would call it magic. And though this was intended as an insult, it's kind of an underhanded compliment. In Surah Sa'd, in verses 4 to 9, it says the following. They consider it odd that there should come to them a warner from among themselves. And the faithless say, this is a magician, a mendacious liar. Has he reduced the gods to one god? This is indeed an odd thing. Their elite go about urging others, go and stand by your gods. This is indeed the desirable thing to do. We do not hear of this in the latter-day creed. This is nothing but a fabrication. Has the reminder been sent down to him out of all of us? Rather, they are in doubt concerning my reminder. Rather, they have not yet tasted my punishment. Do they possess the treasuries of the mercy of your Lord, the Almighty, the All-Munificent? Do they own the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and whatever is in between them? If so, let them ascend to the higher spheres by means of ascension. In these verses, we see the reaction that the disbelievers had to the Quran. It had to be magic, they claimed. In their ignorance and narrow-mindedness, they could not understand why it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam who was recipient to this wondrous revelation, and they pointed to his lower socioeconomic status as a type of insult or as somehow surprised that the revelation came to him. But interestingly enough, they were kind of enamored by it. The aesthetic beauty of the Quran was no match to anything, even in a society that was known for its poetry. There's an interesting story narrated in the Sirah of Ibn Hisham, where it says that Abu Sufyan, Abu Jahl, and a couple others would sneak in to listen to the verses of the Quran without others knowing, spying on the Muslims and listening to the beauty of the words of the Quran. It's said that once when they were doing this, they ended up catching each other doing it, and they asked each other what they were doing, all of them surprised to see the others there. And they all denied being Muslim. They all said, "We're not Muslim, but we just came here to listen to the Quran." And they made a pact with one another that they wouldn't come back to listen to the Quran again. But despite this promise that they made each other, they caught each other listening to it for a few more nights in a row, until finally they really promised each other that they wouldn't. The story is oddly funny, and yet captivating to think that even some of the worst enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, or some of the worst of the kuffar who were so closed off to guidance, still recognize the aesthetic beauty of the Quran and would listen to its words. Do we even do this? Do we appreciate the aesthetic beauty of the Quran? Appreciating the aesthetic beauty of the Quran is one thing, something that even these kuffar did, but reflecting on it and its depths and appreciating its meanings and believing in it as the word of God is something that we as believers should be doing, and it's how we should treat the Quran differently. To close this podcast episode, let's close by listening to some of the beautiful verses from this juz that describe the sheer beauty of the Quran and its purpose. Let's reflect on the magnitude of its revelation, and we pray that we are able to mix the Quran with our very beings, that we are able to embody it and reflect on its essence on this day of Qadr.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين.
It is a blessed book that we have sent down to you, so that you may contemplate its signs, and that those who possess intellect may take admonition. The gradual sending down of the book is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Indeed, we have sent down the book to you with the truth, so worship Allah, putting exclusive faith in Him. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.